Now in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, it says, and this is one of the great ways of God, "But the people were silent and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, do not answer him." Mm-hmm. And many times things that come against us, Barbara, we need not talk to that.
Absolutely.
To that court, unless you're just forced to, or to an attorney, or to something else. You need to go to God and talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what it's saying here. And then this scribe and this recorder, and there were two of them. There were Shebna the scribe and Joah, the son of Asaph the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their clothes torn. And they told him the words of Rabshakeh. And when, verse 1 of chapter 19, when King Hezekiah heard it, he tore his clothes, covered himself. In other words, he humbled himself with sackcloth, entered the house of the Lord.
Now, we don't have to do that today.
No, we don't have to do that. But we do need to humble ourselves.
That's right. We don't have to tear our clothes, and we don't have to pour dust on us. But we need to come boldly, it says in Hebrews, Darren. We can come boldly before the throne of God, and He will hear us and listen to us. Hallelujah.
Now, I like what they said. They came, they said they were in distress, rebuke, and rejection. I've been there. Distress, rebuke, and rejection. But then they talked to Isaiah, "Perhaps the Lord your God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God, and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, offer a prayer for the remnant that is left." Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's important here. They were getting down and stating the case correctly.
That's right.
They didn't say these words have come against us. They said these words have coming against the Lord God.
The Lord God. That's right. They know exactly what is coming down. And we have to separate that, too, in our lives, Darren. We can't allow all these threats and lies from the enemy to so confuse us we don't know what we're doing. And they hear it became a plan that they knew that this enemy had come against their Most High God, so they called for the prophet Isaiah. Here we see a mighty man. They didn't go to all the courts of the world. They went to a pastor. They went to the man of God they knew would help them and deliver them.
Now, succinctly said, it wasn't a matter of the Assyrians and the Judeans at war. It's God and the devil.
That's right.
It's good and evil at war here.
That's right.
Now, the pawns on the board of life, we might say, that happened to be the people. But the people here were representing Most High God, and here's what God spoke through Isaiah. "Thus says the Lord, do not be afraid because of the words which you have heard."
Hallelujah.
"With which the servant of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me."
Me. And that's a capital N. He's saying this for God. He's a representative of God.
Well, Isaiah is speaking for God there, and he's talking here about a spirit blasphemy. And folks, I want to tell you, in some of your workplaces, that spirit that's coming against you is just not an ugly boss or a coworker.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody that actually has a spirit of blasphemy operating through them. You got to keep that. You got to keep it in perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And in verse 7 here, God is saying, here's what I'm going to do. "Behold, I will put a spirit in him so that he will hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will make him fall by the sword in his own land."
Hallelujah. See, those people didn't have to do a thing. They did not have to do a thing. It reminds me of the battle when Jehoshaphat and the singers went before the army of God, praising God. They didn't do a thing, and God's angel destroyed the enemy. Hallelujah.
Now, you know, we had a word of the Lord the other night for a lady that says, I work in a workplace, and this woman thinks she's a Christian, but she's gay, she's lesbian, and she's horrendous to work around.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now here's the word that God gave me to give her. I said, why don't you bless her with a spirit of relocation? Now, I'm telling you, she's going to come back and give us a testimony, because I blessed a neighbor that was real ugly one time.
It didn't happen right away, though,
did it? Didn't happen right away.
That's right.
But that person had a spirit of blasphemy toward me. He hated me without any just cause.
Oh, and there's no reason anybody should dislike you,
that's
Darren.
Right. Amen. Well, one of his friends had come against me in court, matter of fact. And the judge even said, why did you bring Mr. Carmack here? He owes you nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys get out of here and go settle it outside of this court. Well, basically, the judge was in a nice way throwing the deal out. And then this neighbor hated me, and so I started blessing him with a spirit of relocation. And one day we saw a for sale sign in the yard. And it wasn't long until he was gone.
Praise
then
God.
Then we had a party.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Well, here Hezekiah has asked Isaiah, and Isaiah has prayed this wonderful prayer, Darren. And then in the 14th verse, Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers, and they had sent another threatening letter. They always do, pile upon pile upon pile. And he went to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. I love this. This king, He didn't go to any of the worldly counselors. He took it up to his devotional room. There should be a place in your house, wherever you feel comfortable, that you should go before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, "Oh Lord, the God of Israel, this is our weapon against the enemy people. This is our weapon, this example of what Hezekiah is doing right now. Oh Lord, the God of Israel, who art enthroned above the cherubim, thou art the God, thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth." He's praising God. He's worshiping. He's saying, "God, this is all I want to do, is worship you, because you're worthy of my praise. Incline thine ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see, and listen to the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, O Lord, the kings of Assyria have devastated the nations and their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire, for they were not gods, but the work of men's hands." See, he's telling the truth. He's got everything pretty well sorted out.
Yeah, but he's also saying, "This is what I believe about you, God.
That's right.
This is what I think you are.
Yes, you're not like those idols that they make with hands. You arise and you destroy
now,
the enemy."
This is so important, folks. I'll tell you, when the words come against you, say you got cancer in 6 months to live, if you focus on those words, you better go buy your tombstone and get what you want.
Get ready for the funeral. That's right.
But if you will focus on the Most High God and declare who he is, say, "This is who I believe you are. I believe you're the healer. I believe you're the God that can do everything. You can do it in the face of all opposition." Mm-hmm. "And I'm trusting you, Lord."
So here in the 19th verse of 2 Kings 19, he's saying, "And now, O Lord our God, I pray, deliver us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou alone, O Lord, art God." And I believe at that point, God just said, "I will do what you have asked me," asked of me. Hallelujah.
Well, I'd like to go over to verse 37 of this chapter. And here's what it says about Sennacherib. Remember, God says, "I'm going to put a spirit in him that will cause him to hear a rumor." In other words, he's going to hear things in his mind. All right? And it came about that he was, well, it's so, I'll read verse 36. No, better go back a little further. There's some other good stuff. Oh, I tell you. Verse 34, "I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and my own servant David's sake." Then it happened that night that the angel of the Lord went out and struck 185,000 in the camp of the Assyrians. In other words, he wiped out their army. And when men arose early in the morning, behold, all of them were dead.
Hallelujah.
I like
they didn't
part.
Have to fight at all.
Nope. So there's warrior angels, folks, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. Verse 36, "So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and returned home and lived at Nineveh. And it came about that as he was worshiping in the house of Nisroch, his god," a demonic god, by the way.
Yes, "that Adrammelech and Sherezer killed him with a sword and escaped into the land of Ararat. And Esarhaddon, his son, became king in his place."
I'll tell you, you don't want to mess with the Most High God.
You don't.
You don't want to mess with the Most High God.
Hallelujah. We find also, I was looking up scriptures of people that had come against God's people. And in Nehemiah 4:4, we have an account. Did you want to go on more with Hezekiah?
Well, why don't you give this one, because okay. I want to make sure in this message we get down to
yes,
to the,
this is just a couple of verses.
Right.
And if you want to turn, also I would like to say that in 2 Kings 18 and 19, it is also recorded in Isaiah 36 and 37. It is also recorded in 2 Chronicles 29 through 31. These are important stories, and I would encourage you just to take your Bible aside tonight and read either Isaiah 36, 37, 2 Kings 18 and 19 that we were just reading, or 2 Chronicles 29 through 31. But also in Nehemiah, when they had returned from captivity, Darren, and they were trying to rebuild Jerusalem.
Right, excellent story.
They were being taken advantage of by Sanballat. Here is another demonic leader. And Nehemiah said to the people, "Hear, O our God, how we are despised. Return their approach on their heads and give them up for plunder in a land of captivity. Do not forgive their iniquity, and let their sin not be blotted out, for they have demoralized the building of your city." See, again, we're talking about coming. These evil people are not coming against the people. They're coming against the Most High God. "And so we built the wall, and the whole wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a heart to work." Words. It's words again. It's words that we come against our enemy with. And it's so important that this Isaiah 54:17 is a foundational truth for what the weapons that we have against the enemy today.
Well, you're right, Barbara. And several years ago, I had some people coming against me on the radio using my name and actually.